The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
And at this time, we want to officially welcome everybody that's listening or watching from whatever platforms that you may be joining us from. Before we get into today's topics, again, we want to encourage you to download our free app. If you've not done that yet, please go do that immediately following this broadcast. Again, it's available on Apple. It's available on Android. It's absolutely free for your convenience. Just go there and type in End Time Headlines. You're going to see our official ETH logo. Download that app and be informed of all of our latest news, headlines, prophetic updates, and so on and so forth from a biblical perspective, as well as be able to have access to our free podcasts that are available for your convenience to listen or watch at your leisure. So again, don't forget to download our free app or subscribe to the website or both. And you, I want to encourage you to do that at the end of this broadcast. So we've got a double header for you today, guys. As you can see, the headline here, are we headed toward Ezekiel's prophecy? Are we headed towards the prophecy of Ezekiel? And are we about to see great deception emerge in 2022? That's going to be our two double header topics today that we're going to cover for you on today's headline. So let's get after this thing. I'm going to give you a verse of scripture to kind of put this out there as our foundation for this. This is Matthew 24, 4 and 8. You're going to see both of these headlines right in this paragraph or in this passage of scripture. Matthew chapter 24, verses 4 and 8. And Jesus answered and said to them, take heed. Now, let me give you a little bit of a backdrop, because I always want to preface this before we go into this, because it gives you kind of a more of a deeper understanding of why we're discussing this today and why he's answering this. When the disciples came to him, they asked him, what will be the sign of your coming and the end of the age? And this is his answer. Take heed that no one deceives you. I've always pointed this out. In all of our teachings, all of our studies, all of our updates, when we reference this passage out of Matthew 24, and it's also echoed from the Gospel of Luke and 21 and Mark 13, Jesus always puts on the front burner of everything that we are to look for, everything that we're to watch for all the signs that are pointing to the coming of the Lord and the end of the age. He noticed that he puts deception on the forefront. He says, take heed that no one deceives you, for many will come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and will deceive many. So he notice here, he says, take heed that you not be deceived, speaking to his disciples. And then he says, there will be deception among many. I believe this is two distinct different individuals, groups. One is deception among the elect, and the other is deception among the world. And we're going to get into that in our latter part of this segment today. But let's start with this. And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. You're going to hear about it. It's going to be spoken of. It's going to be talked about. It's going to be propagated. It's going to be published. It's going to be on the news outlets. It's always going to be there. So that you are not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation, a kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines, and there will be pestilences, and there will be earthquakes in various places. And all these are the beginning of sorrows. So let's talk about the wars and rumors of wars. I want to give you this headline. I'm going to talk about this today. I believe that we are at the precipice of some dangerous times. There is some rhetoric, and there are some things that's coming out of Washington that are very concerning. There's threats being made by this president and this administration. Here's one. The United States recently has accused Russia of planning and propagating a false flag operation. Now, this is the second one. There was another one before this recently, and now they've come forth with quote unquote new evidence, claiming that a flag operation is being propagated, being prepared against Ukraine, and even including graphic video. Let's talk more about this. According to the report, U.S. officials allege that Russia has been preparing to fabricate a pretext for an invasion of Ukraine. And I know, listen, we're all sick of hearing about it. It's like, there's an old saying, listen, I'm Southern, so bear with me. We have a saying in the South, and I'm going to use the clean version of this, okay, obviously. But there's an old saying, either poop or get off the pot. And it's, are we going to go to war? Is Putin going to invade Ukraine? Is he going to do it? Is he not going to do it? Is anybody else just like, you know, you get to the point where it's like, either we do this or we don't. But nevertheless, the White House is alleging that a fabrication for a pretext for an invasion of Ukraine is being created with a quote unquote very graphic propaganda video that would depict a fake attack by Ukraine against Russia. Now, I want to give you a little bit more details about this. The U.S. disclosure of the alleged plot is the latest in a series of revelations designed to blunt the impact of any pretext Russia may use to invade Ukraine. And it follows a report that U.S. officials warned that Moscow could use a false flag operation to justify such an invasion. Speaking at a Pentagon briefing last Thursday, Press Secretary John Kirby said that the U.S. believes that the Russian government is planning to stage a fake attack by Ukrainian military or intelligence forces against Russian sovereign territory, against Russian-speaking people, in order to create a false rationale for an invasion. Now, here's where it gets really weird and bizarre. As part of this attack, a quote, as part of this attack, we believe that Russia would produce, we believe, listen to this, we believe that Russia would produce a very graphic propaganda video, which would include the likes of corpses and paid actors that would be depicting mourners and images of destroyed locations, as well as, quote, military equipment at the hands of Ukraine or the West, even to the point where some of this equipment would be made to look like it was Western supplied. Now, this thing got so weird that there is, and I believe we got a video for this. Again, I can't put this on Facebook. We'll put this on the final cut of this broadcast. And we'll probably insert that right here or somewhere right.
Russia continues to engage in disinformation campaigns.
You know, you've made an allegation that they might do that. Have they actually done it?
What we know, Matt, is what I have just said, that they have engaged in this activity, because obviously this is not the first time we've made these reports public. You'll remember that just a few weeks ago.
I'm sorry, made what report public?
If you'll let me finish, I will tell you what report we made public. We told you a few weeks ago that we have information indicating Russia also has already prepositioned a group of operatives to conduct a false flag operation in eastern Ukraine. So that, Matt, to your question, is an action that Russia has already taken.
It's an action that you say that they have taken, but you have shown no evidence to confirm that. And I'm going to get to the next question here, which is, what is the evidence that they... I mean, this is like crisis actors, really? This is like Alex Jones territory you're getting into now. What evidence do you have to support the idea that there is some propaganda film in the making?
Matt, this is derived from information known to the U.S. government, intelligence information that we have declassified. I think you know...
Okay, well, where is it? Where is this information?
It is intelligence information that we have declassified.
Well, where is it? Where is the declassified information?
I just delivered it.
No, you made a series of allegations and statements.
Would you like us to print it out, the topper? Because you will see a transcript of this briefing that you can print out for yourself.
That's not evidence, Ned. That's you saying it. That's not evidence. I'm sorry.
What would you like, Matt?
I would like to see some proof that you that you can show that
Matt, you have been
Shows that the Russians are doing this. Ned, I've been doing this for a
while. I
long
know that
time,
was my point. You have been doing this for quite a while. You know that when we declassify intelligence
that's
information,
right. And
we do so in a means.
We do so
with an eye to protecting sources and methods.
Kabul is not going
to
fall. I remember a lot of things. So where is the declassified information other than you coming out here and saying?
Matt, I'm sorry you don't like the format, but we have
declassified format. It's the content.
I'm sorry you don't like the content. I'm sorry you are doubting the information that is in the possession of the U.S. government.
No,
what I'm telling you is that this is information that's available to us. We are making it available to you in order for a couple reasons. One is to attempt to deter the Russians from going ahead with this activity. Two, in the event we're not able to do that, in the event the Russians do go ahead with this, to make it clear as day, to lay bare the fact that this has always been an attempt on the part of the Russian Federation to fabricate a pretext.
Yeah, but you don't have any evidence to back it up other than what you're saying.
You know that when we make information, intelligence information public, we do so in a way that protects sensitive sources and methods. You also know that we declassify information only when we're confident in that information.
If you doubt
the credibility of the U.S. government, of the British government, of other governments, and want to, you know, find solace in information that the Russians
solace?
Are putting out, that is for you to do.
A U.S. general has warned that Kyiv could fall within 72 hours if Russia does indeed carry out an invasion of Ukraine.
Meanwhile, the Pentagon sounding what has become a daily alarm about Russian forces.
There's a potential that they could launch on very, very little warning. That's possible.
A potential attack that could result in significant civilian casualties.
It would be horrific. It would be terrible.
But Ukraine's president, Volodymyr Zelensky, accused the U.S. and NATO of creating panic that's harming Ukraine's economy. They just say that tomorrow there will be war, he says. This is panic. How much does it cost our state? The mixed signals are leaving Ukrainians unsure of how seriously to take the Russian threat. It seems there will be no military invasion, says Marina. I believe this. I want to believe this. But Alexander Vizirov, an army veteran, says it's not an option to relax and stay calm.
This general told lawmakers during a closed-door briefing on the 2nd of February and 3rd that a full-scale Russian invasion of Ukraine could result in the fall of Kyiv within 72 hours and could result at a cost of 15,000 estimated Ukrainian troop deaths and 4,000 Russian troop deaths. Again, this was from a recent report that was given by Fox News. Several lawmakers expressed concern that the Biden administration did not respond quickly to provide Ukraine with significant military aid, such as anti-aircraft and rocket launcher systems that would defend against such an invasion from Russia. Then you've got Biden, who just recently came out and has made this threat that to cut off fuel or gas to Russia in the event that they invade Ukraine. Let me read this article to you. This is from the Associated Press. Again, it was shared by other outlets as well. In a flurry of diplomacy across two continents, President Joe Biden met with Germany's new leader on Monday and vowed the crucial Nord Stream 2 Russia to Germany gas pipeline would be blocked completely if Russia does indeed further invade Ukraine. Russia's Vladimir Putin retorted that the U.S. and its allies are the only ones talking invasion. Now listen to that. So you again, let me read this. Biden is threatening to cut off flow of a gas pipeline, very instrumental here, in the event that Russia invades Ukraine. And on the other hand, you've got Putin that's sitting back saying the only one that keeps propagating that we are going to invade Ukraine is the West. So it's like, who do you believe here? Is this all a pony show? Is it all bark and no bite? Is it all, how can you say this? Is it bells and whistles? You know, what's really going on? That's the interest. The White House is expressing increasing alarm every week. Alarm, urgency, we're concerned, heightened alert. The White House is expressing increasing alarm about the prospects of war. Now, the reason why we're talking about this again, you will hear of wars and rumors of war. Be not troubled. So again, I want to go back to the Bible because that's what we do. That is our goal. That's our mission statement, is to give you news and headlines from a prophetic perspective. So in light of this, I want to emphasize here that I believe this is going to become the new normal as we get closer to the coming of the Lord. You're going to hear of more wars and rumors of wars. You're going to see nations rising against nations and kingdom against kingdom. And again, that's ethnos against ethnos, ethnicity against ethnicity. And if you don't think the mainstream media has been the puppet that Satan has used to pull the strings on to instigate ethnos or ethnicity against ethnicity, then what rock have you been hiding under? Because I'm telling you, the cancel culture is at full steam ahead to eliminate and remove anyone and everyone that is deemed offensible to them. So we've got ethnicity against ethnicity, ethnos against ethnos, nation against nation, kingdom against kingdom. But now I want to take it a step further, because we got even further prophetic implications here. Putin recently warned that the world, listen to this headline, is going down a road that leads to nuclear war. Let me read that again. Putin recently warned that the world is going down a road that leads to nuclear war. I want to give you a little bit of a, this is a piece that was written by Michael Snyder. Again, you can find him at the end of theamericandream.com and themostimportantnews.com. He wrote a piece about this, and I'm going to read a little bit of an excerpt about this. If a conflict between Ukraine and Russia erupts, the U.S. and Russia would essentially be in a state of war from that point forward. Quote, I do not anticipate that we would immediately be firing nuclear missiles at one another, but it would definitely put us on the verge of such a scenario. Both sides would be in a state of a constant alert with their fingers on the triggers, and all it would take is a single mishap or mistake to unleash an unthinkable nuclear nightmare. The Biden administration seems to think that there won't be any serious consequences for endlessly provoking the Russians. What have we been talking about? Again, accusing them of propagating a false flag or false flags, plural tense operations, threatening to shut off oil to them and an important oil pipeline and all kinds of propaganda. War with Russia should be something that we would try everything we can to avoid, because once a war with Russia begins, there is a very good chance again that it will lead to nuclear ramifications. Putin says that he does not want such a conflict, and he told the press recently that there will, quote, be no winners if it actually happens. Quote, of course, the military potential of NATO and Russia are incomparable. We understand it. But, quote, we also understand that Russia is one of the leading nuclear states, and by some modern components, it even outperforms many. There will be no winners, and you will be pulled into this conflict against your will. Quote, you won't even have time to blink your eye when you execute Article 5. Mr. President Macron, he's referring to the French president, of course, does not want this. And I don't want it. And I don't want it, which is why he is here torturing me for six straight hours. Again, this is a quote from Vladimir Putin. Even though Putin believes that there would be no winners in a nuclear war, he has still been preparing the Russians in the event of one. The development of the S-500 missile defense system was a game changer. According to the Russian Defense Ministry, it has, quote, no analogs anywhere in the world, quote, the S-500 anti-aircraft missile system has no analogs in the world and is designed to defeat the entire spectrum of existing and promising aerospace attack weapons of a potential enemy in the entire range of altitudes and speeds. And again, this was from the Defense Ministry in a statement. It has been designed to be able to intercept and bring down any incoming threats, and that includes intercontinental ballistic missiles from the United States. And by the way, as of the recording of this or the broadcast of this, we reported this morning on Intel Headlines, Iran has just now introduced a missile that is capable of reaching Israel and the United States. Now, I wonder whose side Iran, however you want to pronounce that, I wonder whose side they would take if something was to go down. Interesting. It's not like there's never been any weapon exchanges from Iran and Russia. Hello. So, again, this is a volatile situation that is ongoing. So is there prophetic implications to this? Absolutely. In fact, let me show you this headline. This is from Breaking News Israel 365, or Breaking Israel 365 News, rather. This was a headline. We shared this on End Time Headlines. Listen to this. Israel to remain neutral in potential, quote, U.S.-Russia war, just as prophesied in Gog and Magog war. Let me read that one more time. Israel to remain neutral in potential U.S.-Russia war, just as prophesied in Gog and Magog war. Now, again, Gog and Magog war is referenced in Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39, and it speaks of a war in the future that will involve a multi-coalition of nations that will eventually come down and invade Israel. So Israel may remain neutral now, but again, prophetically speaking, something's going to happen. Now, it is my opinion, I believe that there could be a series of conflicts leading up to Ezekiel 38 and 39. And the reason why I've always said that is because if you go to Ezekiel 38 and 39, the prophet says, in the latter times, in the latter years, the Lord says, I will put a hook in the jaw of Gog and Magog. And again, Russia is involved in this war. And God himself puts a hook in their jaw. Now, what that hook is, there has been much speculation, and this has been going on for years among theologians and among biblical scholars and professors and those of this study eschatology. It's been a long ongoing debate. Is it oil? Is it food? Is it resources? Is it water? Is it all of the above? Whatever it is. something is going to be a hook in the jaw that is going to pull this coalition of nations involving Turkey, Russia, and other nations, and pull them down to put it into the heart of those nations to invade Israel. And you go read Ezekiel 38, 39. It tells you in that war, when it's prophesying that war, when it's speaking of that war, it will be a time when Israel will be dwelling in a place of false security or false peace, because they will be in a place with no walls and no security. Again, this cannot happen today, because Israel is not in that state of false security. People say, well, this could happen right now. No, it cannot. Israel's not lowered their defense system. They've not lowered their walls. In fact, they're building more walls of defense because of all the rockets being fired by Hezbollah and Hamas and all these other factions, Islamic factions and militant groups that are attacking them on a consistent basis. A threat from and Iran and Syria and Lebanon and all these other nations are helping, contributing to that. But something has to happen from now until the fulfillment of Ezekiel 38, 39, watch this, that is going to put Israel in a false sense of security. Again, it is my opinion. We all have them, so you don't have to listen to mine, but you're here, so you might as well just kind of bend an ear to me for a second. It's my opinion that there has to come either a major conflict or a series of conflicts that's going to force the United Nations and Israel to sit down together and come up with some type of peace plan. That sounds familiar. Oh, yeah, that's right. In the book of Daniel, it says that in the future, there will come a man who will spearhead this, and he will sign a covenant with Israel and the surrounding nations for a treaty of peace for, and the Bible says specifically, for 7 years. And in that 7 years, that 7 year span, the United Nations will convince that they will convince the nations that have been attacking Israel, plotting their destruction that has been going on for thousands of years, for a temporary reprieve of 7 years, Israel will be convinced to lower their guard. They will let down their guard. They will begin to take down their security, take down their fence. Why? Because they will say peace and safety. But then, after a period of time, the Antichrist will rise up. He will begin to form his coalition. He will begin to form his nation. And the Bible talks about this in the book of Daniel. There will be 10 kings that will be already in place, they'll already be established, and the Antichrist will rise up among them, and he plucks up Egypt, Libya, and Ethiopia. He takes power over these. The Bible says all 10 kingdoms will give their power. They will surrender their sovereignty over to the Antichrist. Watch this. He breaks this covenant with Israel. Thus, it fulfills Thessalonians when it says, when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction shall come upon them. So all this is leading to this. So we're not saying, let me just say this. Could America be in some kind of a conflict with Russia? Sure. And Israel kind of stand off and not be involved? Sure. But I want to say this. Here's what's interesting. When you read Ezekiel 38, when we get to that war in the future, you know who's really kind of, if you study it out, America and Britain seems to be standing by and watching as these nations come against Israel. Now, before we get upset about that, I believe that God strategically set that up, or will set that up. Why? Because he will get all the glory. Because when it looks like Israel will be surrounded, when it looks like there's no way they're going to be able to get out of this thing, there's no way they're going to be able to defend themselves, there's no way they're going to be able to do, God is going to do a repeat of what he did in the 1967 Six-Day War that had impossible odds, and God himself defended Israel. And according to Ezekiel 38 and 39, God will rise up and he will defend Israel. So don't get offended because America's not involved and Britain's not involved. I'm sure politics will play a huge role in that. And I'm pretty sure that what will happen is we will likely have a leader over America that will not defend Israel and will stand against Israel and not support them. That's probably going to be the likelihood. So again, that's why I don't get upset, guys, when we begin to see the abandonment of when we begin to see, like, this current administration, if we see them abandoning and turning their back on Israel, God, this has all got to be fulfilled. It's got to be fulfilled to bring about what Joel prophesied in Joel 3, what Zechariah prophesied in Zechariah chapter 12, what Daniel prophesied in his writings, what John saw in the book of Revelation, what the prophet Ezekiel foretold in Ezekiel 38 and 39. You can even go to Ezekiel 37, I believe it is, or 36, somewhere around there. And it even talks about how Israel will be taken up with these nations, and they will be, it describes them as lips of idle talkers and liars. In other words, they will have press conferences. They will have meetings, the United Nations Council meetings, and these leaders of these nations will stand up and they will speak peace. And they will declare peace and that they want peace with Israel. But then they'll turn right around and you will see the opposite of that. I mean, we've seen this for thousands of years, guys. So again, this is all prophecy. Are these stepping stones leading to Ezekiel 38, 39? Well, sure, absolutely. Because again, Russia is going to be in the forefront. Israel's going to be in the forefront. Turkey's going to get involved in this. Saudi Arabia is going to get involved in this. Iran's going to get involved in this. Syria's going to be involved. Eventually, Syria, according to Isaiah 17, is going somehow between now and Ezekiel 38, 39. Something's got to happen to Syria. Why is Syria not mentioned in Ezekiel 38, 39? It's of my opinion, between A and B, between now and then, Syria is going to be wiped out. They will become as the prophet said in Isaiah 17, they will become a ruinous heap. They will be destroyed. Now, how's that going to happen? I don't know. Again, likely it's going to be from a series of conflicts or wars that's going to break out. Now, I know that makes some of you guys nervous because you've got your bags packed and you're anticipating that the rapture is going to happen by the end of the day. Now, I'm not saying it couldn't, but listen, I've always said you need to prepare yourself as if the Lord, watch this, you need to prepare in your heart and your walk with God as though the Lord is going to return today. But you need to labor and occupy as if he's going to be here. He's going to be a while. Now, what does that mean? The Bible says, occupy till I come. Listen, people do all kinds of crazy stuff because they're like the Thessalonians. Did you know that Paul had this problem with the church of Thessalonica? According to some early church writings and some other information that I found out later from studying this, that the Church of Thessalonica was so focused on the coming of the Lord. Again, nothing wrong with that, but they got to the point where they had their heads so far in the cloud that they were not carrying out their everyday functions. They were not going ye into all the world and preaching the gospel. They were not occupying till he comes. So unfortunately, this is where we're at in the body of Christ. You've got two groups of people. You've got the one group that are the rapture ready individuals, but they take it to the extreme where I've got the letters from them, the emails from them, the phone calls, the messages. I know people, I've talked to people, and they're like, well, you know, we were going to send our kids to college, but you know, the rapture is going to happen. We were going to buy a house, but the rapture, we were going to get this and that. We're going to do this and do that, but the rapture. And I tell them, listen, the coming of the Lord could happen anytime, but you need to go on and you need to occupy till he comes. So all the folks that attack people like me that believe in the rapture, believe in the catching away, believe in the harpezo and the gathering of the saints in a moment and twinkling eye, and they want to attack us and people like me and say, your teaching or your belief propagates idleness in the body of Christ. It propagates people not to occupy, and it teaches them not to carry out the gospel. Wrong. That is their decision, not mine. If anything, I am the opposite, because if you really believe that the Lord is about to come back, he's about to split the eastern sky, he's about to sound the trumpet, and he's about to gather the church and gather the saints, wouldn't you think that that would put a little bit of a fire under your rear end, even more so, to witness to more people and to get more people prepared and to prepare your house for the saving of yourselves like Noah did with the ark of his generation? Come on, it doesn't make me want to sit and get comfortable and not, you know, witness to anybody and not reach the lost and just kind of sit in my recliner with my head staring at the clouds. And listen, I can guarantee you one thing, it will not be said of me what it was said in the book of Acts chapter 1, where there was men standing gazing into heaven. And Jesus said, why do you men stand here gazing into heaven? The same Jesus who was taken likewise shall return in the same manner. Therefore, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. Go into the upper room. That's what he said in Acts chapter 1. He said, stop staring into the clouds and staring into heaven and standing here in a gaze waiting for me to return, but occupy until I come back. Acts chapter 1. Right after he says that, he says, but go ye into the city of Jerusalem and tarry and wait for the promise. Why? Because he knew in order for them to go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every living creature, they needed to be endued with the power from upon high. The same power that raised Christ from the dead will quicken you and your mortal body. And I need you. And by the way, he commanded them. He didn't suggest it. He commanded them. You go and get filled with the power and the baptism of the Holy Ghost. So the same works that I do, you can do greater works, because I'm about to go into my Father. Come on, it will never be said of me or my ministry that we propagate idleness and lackadaisicalness and complacency and lukewarmness in believers because we preach to them this falsehood rapture theory. It will never be said of us. Anyway, let's move on. I want to move on to our second half of this broadcast. Oh boy, if you thought that was interesting, where did we get into this part? Quote, something's coming in 2022. Something's coming in 22. Is America finally ready to take UFOs seriously? This is a headline for everybody listening to my podcast. Don't freak out on me. I'm reading an actual headline. I know you can't see this if you're listening by Apple or Spotify or from our app. I want to read this. Quote, Nick Pope, who spent the early 1990s investigating unidentified flying objects for the British Ministry of Defense, recently came out. He spoke to The Guardian, that's a news publication, and said, quote, listen to what he said. I am confident that this year, 2022, is going to be a, and I quote, a seismic year for UFOs. Again, I believe, or I'm confident that 2022 is going to be a seismic year for UFOs. UFO watchers are claiming, whoever they are, maybe some of you guys are listening and watching today, are saying that 2022 could prove a bumper year or an extraordinary year as clamor for details grows in the wake of a highly anticipated report. What is this about? Quote, again, this is from The Guardian. Last year was a breakthrough time for UFOs as a landmark government report prompted the possibility of extraterrestrial visitors to finally be taken seriously by everyone from senators to a former president to the Pentagon. But 2022 could be even more profound, experts say. Now, who are these experts? Right. As the clamor for UFO disclosure and discovery continues to grow, and as new scientific projects bring us closer than ever to potentially discovering non-Earth life. In June, the Pentagon released a highly anticipated report on unexplained aerial phenomena. That's UAP. That's kind of that's the new acronym or the new phrase, guys, that's replacing the traditional UFOs. Because why are they doing that? I believe, honestly, there's so much negative stigma that surrounds UFOs or the term UFO that they've replaced it now with the new term UAP, or again, unexplained aerial phenomena. The now preferred nomenclature by some in the extraterrestrial community, which found more than 140 instances of UAPs that could not be explained. The report came after leaked military footage documented seemingly otherworldly happenings in the sky, and after testimony from Navy pilots, we all, most of you guys are acquainted with this and know about this, helped to somewhat destigmatize a subject that has long been defined by conspiracy theories and dubious sightings. Quote, all in all, the newly sincere approach to UFOs has longtime sky watchers excited. Now, I want you to remember this. Let me point out something again. Watch this. Ready? There is an anticipation for something to happen in 2022. Let me say that one more time, because you got to hear that, you got to hear this and know this to get where I'm going with this. There is a high anticipation from whoever this group is. And don't listen, before you laugh at them, this group is huge. I could do a poll right now on End Time Headlines. I guarantee you I could put a poll right now and ask people, do they believe, now watch, don't get mad, just hear me out for a second. Do you believe in quote-unquote UFOs? And you'd be surprised at the results. Now again, in that category of unidentified flying objects, or again, or the unexplained aerial phenomena, what that is, you're going to get a vast array of opinions. Is it secret operative military aircrafts that we don't know of? Again, is it out of the world origin? Is it extraterrestrial? Is it demonic? Is it deceptive? And so you're either in one of these three camps, guys. There's no other camp. It's either military, domestic or foreign. It's either demonic, deception, Or three, it's quote unquote extraterrestrial or out of this world. There's no, I don't know any other category could be in. So all those could be umbrellaed under, again, UAP or UFOs. Let me read the rest of this quote. In Congress, where a bipartisan group of senators have been pushing for years for the government to release more information on these UFOs, and from the U.S. Defense Department and intelligence community, Pope said, and again, this is not Pope Francis. This is, again, Nick Pope. Again, he spent the early 1990s investigating UFOs for the British Ministry of Defense. Okay, so that's who that is. Quote, he said, I also think we will see the release of more U.S. military photos and videos of UFOs and associated documents. So it's interesting for this guy to come out and say that 2022 is going to be an exceptional, or I'm going to use his quote, a seismic year for this. This guy knows something. This guy knows there's other photos. This guy knows there's other videos. This guy knows there's other quote unquote evidence out there in circulation that has been concealed from the public that he believes will be circulated or released this year. He went on to say, I think we'll see congressional hearings on UFOs. He said, I will see, he says he believes that some will come out via whistleblowers. Interesting. But much of it may be released by the government itself, either proactively or in response to requests under the Freedom of Act information. Finally, I think we'll see more high caliber witnesses coming forward, including commercial airline pilots, military aircrew, radio operators, and intelligence officers with direct knowledge of this subject. So again, if you remember, there was all these documentaries, there was briefings, there was little segments that came on Fox News and CNN and mainstream media outlets where some of these ex-military, ex-Navy, ex-air pilots, all these individuals came forward. They presented all this recent footage and everything. They set these down. I believe I watched a documentary on this on, I believe it was Discovery Channel or something. It was like 2-hour segment, very interesting, very intriguing. And they were going around asking these ex-military, these generals, all these individuals, what do you believe this is? And every one of them, again, all their answers fell in one of those three categories. It's either, now let me bring this up. The argument of it about it being military in origin is every one of these guys said, we know of no nation, no military, ours or foreign, that has anything remotely close to what these objects are capable of performing. None. Now, you either believe that or you don't. So again, I'm leaving this up to you guys. Secondly, there was a small fringe group that actually believed that it could be extraterrestrial in origin. Now, the third group, none of them said, and obviously, because again, to my knowledge, none of them are born again or saved or know the Lord. So that's why I've interjected this third one. Now, why am I interjecting this? Because this is where I want to go with this. Why are we talking about UFOs? I'm out of here. This guy's talking. This is a preacher. This is a Bible prophecy teacher, and he's talking about UFOs. I don't want to hear this. Well, if you'd calm down and listen to what I've got to say, I think you'll enjoy what I'm presenting here to you. Again, I want to remind you. In fact, wait a minute. Before we do this, let me go back up here. Let me go back to the beginning, Matthew 24. Remember what I said? When they asked Jesus, what will be the sign of your coming? What will be the sign of the end of the age? What will be this? What will be the signs? He said, take heed. Why? Again, two groups of people. He told the disciples, don't be deceived. Then he says, there will be deception among many. In other words, again, two groups of people, followers of Christ, deception's going to come, and then the world, deception's going to come. Now, let me show you what the Apostle Paul said, and this dovetails right off of that. The Apostle Paul said in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 9 and 10, he said, the coming of the lawless one, that's the Antichrist, is according to the working of Satan, that's who's going to empower him, with all power, signs, and lying wonders. Again, lying wonders. What in the world was that? Did you see that? Did you see how in the world could that object make those kind of maneuvers? How are these kind of lights doing this? How is this thing, floating over us or hovering over this, and there's no sound? There's no compulsion. There's nothing that would indicate it that it's a vehicle of earthly origin. How is this possible? He says, lying wonders, signs, and lying wonders. Guys, let me talk to you for a second. I'm going to pull the scripture back up. All these apparitions that appear, how do you think that's going to fall into this? It's already happening. Were you having apparitions of Mary, apparitions of Fatima, apparitions of dying saints, apparitions of famous people that died, and their ghosts are here, their spirits are these apparitions. Let me say this real quick. Let me go back here. Let me pull this scripture up, because I want you to see this, you guys that are watching visibly, so you can look at this while I'm talking to you. The Apostle Paul said, when the lawless one comes on the scene, when he is revealed, the man of sin, the son of perdition, the lawless one, the Antichrist, he is going to come with the working of Satan. He is going to perform with the false prophet power and signs and lying wonders. And I'm going to tell you something. The Bible says that it's going to be so believable that even the elect, if possible, would be deceived. Now, again, that falls under in Matthew 24, where he warned the disciples, be not deceived. That's the elect. Be not deceived, the born again, the believers. But then, watch this. What did he say in Matthew 24? He said, then he talks about another group, and this would be the world would fall into deception. Now, look at this. I'm still on 2 Thessalonians 2, 9, 10. It says that Satan will be doing this through the Antichrist, through the false prophet, performing signs and lying wonders with all unrighteous deception among those who perish, because they did not receive the love of the truth that they might be saved. So, guys, this is a frightening thing to talk about, because Jesus said there will be believers that will fall for this. If you are not in the Word, you're not strong in your faith, you're not anticipating his return, you are not anchored in the Word of God. The Bible says, be rooted and grounded in the faith so that you're not blown by every wind of doctrine. Now, if the Bible warns us to be rooted and grounded in our faith so that we're not tossed about by every wind of doctrine, how much more are we going to have to be rooted and grounded in Christ and his Word so that we are not gullible, or we don't fall to deception? Let me get this. Listen, it's going to happen in the metaverse. It's going to happen whether it's in the metaverse or something that comes after that. Put on this headset, enter into this and enter into this other dimension, this false world. And I brought this up on another podcast that we talked about. What's going to happen when somebody enters into this metaverse world with a demonic spirit on them, and they begin to perform lying signs and wonders and quote unquote start healing people in the metaverse? And I'm telling you, Christians will eat that stuff up, because we're in a state right now in the body of Christ where I touted on this. I got on this soapbox the other day. We're in a place right now in the body of Christ where character don't matter anymore. Fruit don't matter anymore. Integrity don't matter anymore. As long as you can preach me happy, motivate me, get me emotionally stirred up. Listen, if people are falling for false doctrine and falling for deception because they want to get emotionally charged or they want to get motivated, how much more are people going to fall for deception when somebody comes up and they begin to operate in a demonic power that produces lying signs and wonders and false miracles? Well, I went into the metaverse and there was this guy and he was quote unquote laying hands on people. And I had all these problems and I went into this, when I put on the headset, went into this world and he touched me through this interaction into this other world and other dimension. And he touched me and now I'm healed and all this stuff. But then you ask them, what is their doctrine? What is their teaching? What are they promoting? Well, come to think about it, he never speaks about Jesus. He never talks about you have to be born again. He never says that Jesus Christ is the only way to the heaven and there's no other name given under heaven unto men in which we must be saved. He never mentions the cross. He never mentions repenting of my sins. He never mentions any of that. But hey, I got healed. He makes me feel good. He tells me how wonderful I am. Again, this is among believers. How much more are we going to see the world? Listen, Paul said in Thessalonians that the unrighteous deception will be so great among those that will perish. Why? Because they love not the truth, nor did they choose to receive it. Listen, if you're watching this today or you're listening to this broadcast and you are not on the right side of the fence, you're straddling the fence, you need to stop playing games and you need to get born again. You need to get saved. You need to get right with God and get on the right side of the fence, because I'm telling you, whether it's a quote unquote alien invasion, whether it's a war that breaks out with Russia, and let me say this. Thank you, Lord, because I thought about this today before I put this segment together and I completely forgot about it, but I believe the Lord just brought it to my attention again. Listen, in Revelation 13, you've heard me talk about this. There's coming an image of the beast. This image of the beast will be created by the people. It will be commanded by the false prophet to the people to create this image of the beast. Again, I've always said this. I believe now more than ever that this is going to be an artificial intelligence creation. Some kind of humanoid, some kind of a cyborg, some kind of a robot. And I believe what Daniel said has very huge prophetic implications. And I believe it has dual meaning. When he talks about a kingdom that's partially iron and partially clay, again, that could be, that could have political meanings, democracy, and West, it could be Middle Eastern nations and European nations. That could have that. But I'm going to tell you a secondary interpretation. The Bible calls us, we are clay. We are dirt. Our bodies are made up of clay and dirt. In the book of Genesis, he created man out of the clay or out of the dirt, and he breathed the breath of life into him. When you read the book of Revelation 13, it talks about this false prophet will be able to somehow breathe life into this image, and it will both speak and live. I believe the image is going to be artificial intelligence of origin, but it's very possible it could be partially clay and iron. In other words, it could have a human aspect to it, whether it's DNA, whether it's blood, and it's going to be like a, almost like a cyborg. And again, the metaverse, all this, I believe this is leading and paving the way. Now think about this. Here's what I wanted to say with this. Again, the people will be commanded to create this thing. And the people of the world will worship it. Wow. Tell me we are not on the brink of seeing these things fulfilled in our lifetime. Look at everything that's going on. Look at all the mad, crazy creations. Look what China's creating. They create an artificial sun. They're creating an artificial womb. They're creating an AI nanny. They've created, you know what, a lab. They're creating all this stuff. You got Elon Musk that's trying to put chips in people's head. He's trying to create a cyborg. It's going on and on. So everything is on the playing field and it's ready for this to be fulfilled. Again, if you're not right with God, I implore you today to get right with Him. Let me pray with you real quick right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for every individual under the sound of my voice today that's watching, that's listening today. And Lord, if they're backslid or if they've never given their hearts to the Lord, I pray you would invade their home, invade their office, invade their vehicle, invade where they're at right now, Lord, and convict them and prompt them and lead them to repentance. Listen, if you will begin, the Bible says that if you will repent of your sins and put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, the book of Romans says, if you will believe in your heart that Jesus died and rose again from the dead and confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, you shall be saved. And I pray that today for you today. I bind every assignment of hell off of your life. I bind deception. I bind false doctrine. I bind lies. I bind all this stuff and this junk that the enemy has put on your head, put on your mind, and in your heart that is preventing you from giving your heart to the Lord. I bind this in the name of the Lord, and I ask that the Lord have His way in your heart and in your life. And it's in Jesus' name all God's people said amen and amen. Listen, guys, again, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. That's going to be our main website. That's going to be our landing page. If you've not yet subscribed, please do it. Download the free app. And as always, we want to give you the opportunity. Again, if this ministry is a continual source of information, a continual source of blessing to you, your family, and in your life on a weekly basis, we ask that you pray about becoming a partner with us. You can do that two different ways. You can give electronically through the app or through the website, or you can give by check or money order, and you can simply do that by making it out to right there on the screen at End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391, Monroe, Georgia 30655. So again, guys, thank you so much for taking the time today, either through the live broadcast or the rebroadcast of this. Again, don't forget to share this. Don't forget to subscribe. Don't forget to hit the push notifications, the bell, whether on YouTube, Rumble, whatever the case may be, and find us on all these social media outlets. Follow us, keep up with our ministry. And we're going to sign off for today. We will be back here on Friday to close out this week of podcast. So until then, may the Lord bless you, may He keep you, and may His countenance be upon you. In Jesus' name, we'll see you then.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.